I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nationalism is causing problems for Christians in one Asian country. We'll take a look at the situation these Christians are facing. And poverty isn't a new topic. It's a global problem that requires a global solution. Find your place in these stories and more today on Mission Network News. A pro-Hindu group is urging the government in Nepal to return to a Hindu state. Currently, Nepal is a secular republic. However, the Hindu-majority nation is listed at number 32 on Open Doors USA's World Watch list. The list is a ranking of the 50 hardest countries to live in as a Christian. Open Doors' Dr. David Curry says the growing nationalist mentality in Nepal could be seeping in from neighboring India.
The BJP party in India has partners and friends just across the border in Nepal. They want to have a radical Hindu agenda. What that sounds like in practical everyday life is they say, you're not a Nepalese if you're not Hindu.
Nationalism alienates minority citizens who, by other standards, are good citizens.
And what they do is they draw out these minority groups like Christians and say, you're not really part of Nepal. So even if it's a democratic system, the political power is pushing them towards excluding Christians, making life difficult, protecting those that are pressuring them. We haven't seen that on that scale in Nepal yet, but certainly all the signs are showing that they're moving in the very similar direction to where maybe India was 4 years ago.
Please pray for Christians in Nepal, their protection, and perseverance. And according to the latest Barna report, nearly half of Christian millennials think it's wrong to share their faith with someone in hopes that they might also come to know Christ. In contrast, only 27% of Generation X and 19% of boomers are hesitant to talk about Jesus with non-Christians. However, Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says sharing our faith is critically important. In fact, he recently saw a video on an Indonesian tsunami that presented a powerful picture. In the video, a man on a roof sees the tsunami headed towards the shore.
He is just yelling down to the people below and trying to warn them of what only he sees coming. And as it gets closer and closer, you hear him sobbing in his voice, trying to tell them, get to higher ground while you can. We are that man on the roof, because we know the Bible says it is appointed to man once to die, and after this, the judgment. That judgment for human sin was taken by Jesus on the cross. But the people down below don't know that, and they don't see what's coming. So every one of us is in a position to give them that life or death information.
If you'd like to know more about how to share your faith with others, Ron Hutchcraft Ministries has resources and will connect you at missionnews.org. And we'll end today with a question. Are Christians obligated to do something about poverty? To Jennifer Vandermeulen with Mission India, the answer is yes.
God is concerned about poverty, and he's concerned about Christians and what we can do about it, you know, instead of being like the Pharisee that kind of is on their way to church and passes by the wounded person on the road. I think God is just inviting us to stop and to reach out and to help. And that provides an entrance to share the gospel.
Poverty is a global problem, and the battlefront is both and. Christians are called to fight poverty in Jesus' name on local and international levels. And Mission India combats one of the driving forces of poverty in India, illiteracy.
You know, a nation of 1.3 billion people, and one in every four of them are functionally illiterate.
Earlier this month, Mission India held a women's event in West Michigan. They wanted to mobilize U.S. women to help their sisters in Christ in India, and response cards continue to pour in.
We are really excited and want to find some other ways to kind of rally women around, you know, sharing the gospel and breaking the chains of poverty in India. Because there's really a momentum that's kind of starting now, and so we're hoping to continue on with that.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join us here on social media and find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Just look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dot Morris.